How does your energy signature play into your content creation and your content plan? Okay. So I like to talk about it as three stages of content. If you're not familiar with the three stages of content, I've given you a link below to read more about it later after you watch this video. But briefly, stage one content, we always create that first. Because the first time an idea, an expression of ours touches another human being, it's by definition stage one, because we haven't had a chance for another human being to react, reflect, respond to whatever expression that we put out there. No matter if you took 5 minutes to create that or 5 years to create that, if it's first time touching another human, it's stage one. I don't care how long it took you, how much effort it took you. Which is why ideally stage one doesn't take 5 years. Stage one content should take not maybe not 5 minutes, but it probably should take an hour or less to create a stage one piece of content because it's an experiment. Let's see what other humans respond back to, your audience respond back. So stage one is your experimentations with your energy signature. When you're making a video, bring your energy signature back to you, do your energy signature form. Look at your energy signature imagery, look at your energy, whatever your poem, whatever helps you to get back and then express, try again, expressing your energy signature on video, in writing, with an image, with a podcast episode, however you create content, a web page. Okay, stage one is you experimenting with your energy signature on a particular topic. A topic that's related to your business, a topic that's related to your field of expertise. You're placing your energy signature stamp on that topic. Go experiment, right? That's stage one. And you do this. I do this. When I first started creating content, I was creating stage one content 5 days every week. 5 days a week, I was experimenting with my energy signature. I did that for 100 videos and 100 written short blog posts before I brought it down to 3 days a week. And then eventually 2 days a week. And eventually now I so many years later, I have so much content that I'm usually repurposing my best older best content and I'm just resharing it. And so now I only do a stage one experiment once every 2 weeks, something like that. But most of my other content is what's called stage two. Stage two content is to take the best of stage one. You know, the best of five, the best of three, the best of 10, whatever you want to see. The best of your recent stage one, and then you tweak it a little bit, maybe improve it a little bit, very lightly improve it a little bit, and then reshare it more out. Because stage two content is essentially your audience has told you this resonates with us. Your expression there not only resonates with you, it resonates with me, it resonates with us. That's what becomes stage two content. Your other stage one content doesn't resonate as much with them. It's average. It just, you know, you usually get three likes on your post, one like, zero like. Okay, let's say you usually get zero likes on your post. How come this one got three likes? That's above average. Three is more than zero. You usually get three likes on your post. Let's say you usually get 3 to 6 likes on your post. How come this one got 10? Well, that 10 is more than six, more than three. So, stage two, that then it's worth taking into stage two. Tweak it a little bit, not too much, because you might lose the energy signature if you tweak it too much. Tweak it a little bit, improve it in some way that's obvious to you to improve it, add more of your energy signature, and then reshare it. Right? So, stage two is the evidence of your energy signature. You can look at your stage two and study your stage two content and go, something about that is, I need to study my stage two to say, what does this say about my energy signature that I should emphasize more? Because it's not only meaningful to me, it was meaningful to them. Stage two, it was worth studying for you. Okay, very much so. Stage one is play, experiment. Stage two, hey, let's study this stuff. Something is resonating. There's that Venn diagram I often talk about. What resonates with you and what resonates with the world? When there's a match there, it's magic. That's authentic marketing, right? It's authentic to you and it's marketing to the world because it resonates with them. And then finally, stage three content is simply a productized, wider distribution of your energy signature. Stage three is when you take the best of stage one and stage two, categorize it into a theme and produce a book or produce a course or produce a YouTube playlist. It's a organized collection of your content into a product or into a playlist. And that is sort of like, all right, this thing, I'm proud to distribute it far and wide. Like when people say, what's your legacy? Well, this is one of my legacy, this stage three piece that I put together. It's a shining example of your energy signature. So that's how energy signature weaves into your content, I think weaves into content planning. And so I hope this is helpful, and I welcome your comments below as well.